A healthcare legislative specialist for the Heartland Institute. Kendall, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being with us.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
What do you do at the Heartland Institute?
My job as a legislative specialist is to research legislation, to research different things going on in the healthcare industry, and to write commentary on them. I work actively with various state legislators and help them in reforms, help them in just giving my opinion, and if they take it, great.
Is Heartland more liberal, more conservative, and where do you get your funding?
Sure. The Heartland Institute isn't affiliated with any political party. Instead, we are just a nonpartisan research and education organization. We've been in Chicago for 27 years now. Our funding is from private donors and some foundations.
Well, the Heartland Institute issued some comments on Michigan's rejection of federal funds for health exchanges. Tell me about that.
Sure. Well, we know in November that Michigan's Senate had voted in favor of these health insurance exchanges. The House has not voted on whether or not to move forward with them, but they have recently voted to turn down federal funding of an exchange, which, in my opinion, is a step towards resistance of these exchanges as a whole.
So for folks who aren't clear, what is a health exchange?
Sure. A health insurance exchange is a part of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you like to call it, the federal health care law. It's a requirement that states either set up or that the federal government will set up, and it's supposed to be like a travelocity for health care so that you could go online and look at the various options for health insurance and pick one that's most likely to suit you.
By returning federal funding for health insurance exchanges, Michigan's House of Representatives has correctly refused to partner with the federal government in preparing for the health care law that will destroy patient power in health care and place a huge financial burden upon the state. That's what I got from a press release. Comment on that.
Absolutely. Well, it's clear, and I stress this often in my writing, that this health insurance exchange is setting the foundation for the federal health law. I think it's important to highlight the health insurance exchanges. I wouldn't typically be opposed to them. They're considered a free market model, which is something that the Heartland Institute actively advocates for. It's free market reform. However, health insurance exchanges don't usually result in the outcomes that most states are looking for when they implement them. But health insurance exchanges in the context of this federal law, in the context of the restraints of this federal law, are going to be fundamentally flawed. State exchanges simply don't exist compared to the rhetoric that's being spread from the federal government at this point. And for that reason, it's because the federal government, according to the federal health law, has the authority to completely oversee and approve all of these exchanges. At the end of the day, the state is setting up and using its own taxpayer dollars to create a health insurance exchange that they're not going to have control over. It's going to be a federal exchange. And in the meantime, it's setting up the foundation for the federal health law because it's their requirement.
So does that mean Michigan is dragging its feet or trying to resist the change? Why is this happening from your perspective?
Well, I think most states are afraid of what is kind of being threatened from the federal government is the idea of a federal takeover, that the federal government's going to come in and establish an exchange that doesn't consider states whatsoever. So I think most states are looking at it and saying, well, you know, only 30% of the country is in favor of this law, but we could end up with something much worse. But at this point, it's kind of a hollow threat that the federal government is going to do that, especially when the federal health law does not provide the federal government funding to implement these federal exchanges. The federal health law only gives subsidies to state-crafted exchanges at this point. So it's kind of a hollow threat, though understandable. I think that states have, you know, a reason to be worried about that. This is a law that was passed without a majority of consumer support. So it's understandable, however, at this point, a hollow threat in my eyes.
So what's going to happen in the end, Kendall?
Well, I guess we have to leave that up to the Supreme Court at this point. my hope is obviously that the individual mandate will be seen as unconstitutional, but, you know, that's why they're the Supreme Court justices and not me.
All right. Kendall Antikyer is a health care legislative specialist for the Heartland Institute. We really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.